The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Saturday, the fourth week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The reading from the Mass today relates the following that Jesus declared at the Last Supper. This is from John chapter 14. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask of me anything in my name, I will do it. These words and this promise must have been a great consolation to the apostles, especially as they began after Pentecost to bring the gospel to the world. They didn't have any material or human means, no money, no influence, no friends in high places, just the faith and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. These were enough, because they had reason to hope. Being witnesses to the resurrection and having received the Holy Spirit, the apostles were ready for anything. The Catechism defines hope as the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness. There are three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity. They are called theological because they are directed towards God, and because they are infused by God into the soul of the faithful at baptism. The word theological comes from two Greek words, theos, meaning God, and logos, meaning word. Therefore, theology means the study of the word of God, and theological is merely the adjectival form of the word. There are times when our faith may seem weak, our hope exhausted, and our charity insufficient. That doesn't mean that we lack those virtues, but it may mean that we've come up to the limit of our supply, and so we need in those moments to expand the frontiers of these virtues in our souls. So how do we grow in hope? How do we expand our capacity to live this virtue? Well, first, we can move from fear to fear of the Lord. Fear of the Lord is a gift of the Holy Spirit that instills reverence for God. So it makes sense, growing in reverence through devout participation in the Mass, through Eucharistic adoration, and other acts of piety carried out generously and thoughtfully, cultivate a spirit of reverence and can help to cast out irrational fear. Second, we can focus on gratitude and charity. Hopelessness can arise when someone feels neglected, overlooked, or cast away. Expressing gratitude to God and others helps us to turn away from focus on ourselves and to give our attention to God and to our neighbor. When we add active charity to this mix, striving to make the lives of others just a little bit easier, the clouds of doubt and despair can be driven away. Third, we can give encouragement. Even when we feel discouraged, we can still encourage others, helping them to see the light at the end of the tunnel rather than descending into cynicism or hardness of heart. Finally, we don't want to underestimate the importance of love for and devotion to the Holy Mother of God. In the prayer of the Hail Holy Queen, we call Mary our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Mary is the source of hope for every Christian, since her yes to God opened the path to the incarnation of the Son of God, our Redeemer. We can imagine that she asked and continues to ask her Son for many things. Let's imitate Mary in total confidence in Jesus' power to intercede for us. God bless you.